School is where you probably spend most of your time, so there's a good chance it's a prime contributor to your asshole behavior. I can understand why. Boring lectures, useless tests, arbitrary rules. Then there's the pressure to succeed, with your parents and your teachers constantly reminding you that your future is at stake. Factor in a bunch of hormonal teens trying to figure out who they are, and you've got something like a social experiment taking place inside something like a prison. At any particular moment, the whole operation is basically one social media post away from turning into a mob. And I'm talking pitchforks and torches, not adorable group choreography. But here's the thing. There's no way around it. You have to do school. You have to show up and do school every day until they hand you a cap and gown. Why? Because every employer is looking for doers, not quitters. If you have any ambition to make any sort of adult life for yourself, you need to graduate. If you graduate, you can get a job. If you get a job, you will have money. If you have money, you can someday move out. Living at home and letting your mom wash your underwear might seem like a good deal now, but at some point you will be faced with the reality that it is not the easiest way to get a date. Think for your dang self. School is boring, and bad things happen when young guys get bored. Somebody gets a terrible idea, a couple other guys think it's hilarious, and then before you know it, the whole gang is off and running toward totally foreseeable trouble and its painfully obvious consequences, ranging from after-school detention to the kind of thing that remains on your permanent record. These guys aren't necessarily assholes. A mob usually includes some combination of assholes and non-assholes, although your ratios may vary. What mobs always lack is a good guy. One single good guy with the superpower of foresight and the bravery to step forward and make an absolutely incredible, inspirational speech that changes hearts and minds, turns the tide, and saves both the mob and its victims from doom. Things to say to turn the tide of assholery. Not a good idea, guys. Let's not. Nah, I'm not into this. I was thinking we'd do some other less assholy thing.